We're talking to David Ware from Hillsong Worship today on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
Yeah, so it's almost the middle of the night for you. You're calling all the way from Australia.
Yeah, it's midnight right now. It's crazy.
So, David, tell me the difference between Hillsong United, Young and Free, and Hillsong Worship.
Yeah, well, basically, Hillsong itself is essentially a church. We started in the Hills District of Sydney, Australia. And out of our youth ministry, bands like United came from our youth ministry over probably 15 years ago or 12 years ago. And they've kind of become the expression of worship from our house that's been a bit edgy, not as congregational, but somehow always ends up being congregational. And it's the same with Young and Free. Like, they're the current youth sound of our church, pushing the envelope in other ways and different ways to Hillsong United. And Hillsong Worship basically is everything kind of combined into that. And I guess our mandate as Hillsong Worship is to resource churches for their church services and for their outreaches with, you know, songs to sing, songs that have, you know, great theology, that have deep meaning, that are something that, you know, people can feel like they're singing and it's true for them. It gets tangled up sometimes, but basically that's kind of how I would explain it.
You know, we were just talking about how Hillsong's a church. David, how did you get involved with the worship?
Yeah, well, it's a funny story. I was actually the drummer. I was a drummer in the service that I was serving in. And one day, a pastor just kind of comes up. It was like my first weekend ever playing drums at Hillsong Church. And the pastor kind of walks up to me and says, "Hey, we need you. I heard you can sing." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I can sing." He goes, "Well, we don't have any guy singers. You're up." And I never played the drums since. But then soon became a vocalist and then a worship leader. And then after a couple of years, started touring and being a part of the albums and conferences. And it's been an incredible journey, but it kind of just kind of filling the need at one of our smaller services.
We're talking to David Ware from Hillsong Worship on SOS Radio today. And David, how has your view of worship changed since you joined the Hillsong Worship team?
Hopefully, essentially, it doesn't change. You know, Romans 8, especially in the Message, it kind of describes it perfectly, how it says, you know, it's giving your everyday, ordinary life and giving God your best and your worst is the best thing you can do for him. And I think for me, as you get old, I'm 30 years old now, I just turned 30 a couple of weeks ago, and you realize that life isn't as black and white as you thought it was, and that you're not as fireproof as you thought you were, and that you still make mistakes, and you still sometimes have a bad attitude, and you still need the word of God to confess over your life so that you have certain things right. And I guess I've taken it from a young person kind of viewing worship as music to, man, raising my kids right, that's worship. Treating my wife with dignity and respect, that's worship. Helping to build God's kingdom, even if it means putting out chairs on a Sunday, that's also worship. And yeah, it's been a fun journey, but definitely as you get older, your eyes get so much more, you know, open to what God's really looking for, which is more than just singing songs, I guess.